good morning. It's 5:36 on Wednesday, July 17th, as we approach the heat wave. Not going to find any hotter radios in on this show today. Hey, everybody, hot times on Q105.
Oh, my God.
That was good. So you did learn something at Specs Howard.
I did. We don't have to talk like that.
Hey, everybody, it's the Toledo's number one radio station, Q105, and the fastest growing morning show in the 419. Call now.
This is the morning reboot. Reboot. I don't know why I sound like I'm from Canada. What happened?
Good morning. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, we have a busy one. Lots for you to be a part of today. Text anytime, 419-240-1055. You can use that as well to call in a little bit after 7 o'clock. Did you know that some people think going into a pool is actually like showering and cleaning yourself? There's some scary numbers when it comes to swimming. Also, Ariana Grande is the new face of...
Givenchy. Oh, I'm sorry. Givenchy.
What's the one piece of high fashion you've gifted to yourself, even if it's a fake? Panel full of ladies, an Urban Dictionary spelling bee to get to. We've got a very busy show. We'll do a disgusting deal or no deal right after 6 o'clock this morning. And good news, the second Steak and Shake is back open.
Oh, the gift that keeps on giving. Yep, exactly. That is the most accurate response for that.
I mean,
there was no rejoicing. There was no sighing. It was just...
I've never been. 5:37. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only slightly sleeping in Floyd.
Hi!
Well, that's a solid one.
That was my good old Southern Baptist. And glittery. Glittery. Oh, it's everywhere. Oh, pumpkin.
People would expect nothing less from you.
It's cool. It's cool. I took a shower this morning. Shock, I know. But I actually think I grabbed my makeup towel and still like a real, because I have like they're all laying next to each other. And clearly I grabbed the towel that I used to wipe up Love Fest's glitter because it's all over my body.
The remnants of Love Fest.
Exactly. My body is shameful and glittering. It's all over me. Well. I'm clean though.
Better you pick up a towel with glitter than perhaps the remnants of something else?
No, they were all clean. When I was doing my makeup for a Saturday, I was like, oh, let me put a little glitter in. And little glitter was like, oh, you did this in front of a fan, you idiot. So I was like, swoop it all up into a pile. So I'm pretty sure, yeah, this is the towel. It's whatever.
Did my wink make sense?
It didn't make sense.
Hold on, I'll get a towel.
Too soon on this Wednesday morning.
Good morning. It's Eric and Floyd, 419-240-1055. Lots to do on the show this morning. I don't ever do this stuff because I'll say it. I'm a snob, I'm an elitist, and it's totally beneath me. But the old filter on FaceApp...
It's annoying.
Was disturbingly and eerily, that's not a word, accurate. Like, I started to see, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I do.
So I began to see these pictures circulate yesterday on Instagram, and I didn't know where they were coming from. So around 4 o'clock, I'm like, I've got to look this up, because I am not, in fact, I use Tinder and Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how good you look or anything. I immediately swipe left if you have any kind of filter on your picture. Like, you don't look like that.
Right.
And it's terribly it's the worst kind of misleading for you to put yourself out there for others to look at. To filter yourself. I hate that.
Yeah, because we all know you're not a majestic cat with a crown on your head.
Even the other one. Even ones that don't have like animal features. Like, you're putting your best pictures on there as... I told Faye. I was like, I texted her because I saw her. I was like, you don't look like that. Change that picture.
Oh, leave Faye alone.
As your friend, someone will go, that's not the girl I swiped on. Anyway, so I'm not a filter person at all. But these were so intriguingly accurate. The first one I saw was Pastor Ben Snyder from Cedar Creek. I'm like, holy blank.
Moly.
And then I looked into him and I was like, you know what? Because we've all done this before, whether it was at like a Kozai mm-hmm. or wherever, where there was something that made you look old.
Yeah.
But these are so damningly futuristic. Like, this is what it'll be. I had to do it. So I did it to like a bunch of pictures, including one of me as a little kid. And I'm totally, I think if these things were so charming mm-hmm. and complimentary, if we all aged how these pictures made us, we should all be high-fiving each other.
Listen, I did my old man picture. It looked like I had a rough life.
Can I see it?
No, I did not save it.
Old man Anderson.
Oh, no. That was one toe in the casket. That's how old it made me. Here, I think I did save it. I did my sister, and I was like, you lucky, lucky bitch. She did not look bad at all. But for me, it looked like I smoked 18 packs a day. White Claw took a toll on my liver. It looked like every person I married died on me. I will do it real quick. I looked rough.
Apparently I was one of the early adopters of this, but it's moving fast. It's the Face app, and you just use the old filter. It might take a couple of minutes depending on your picture. And I did read that it gives you three options, but that might be the paid version of the app. So I just grab. Ooh. Oh,
right.
Ooh.
That looks like a prune. Isn't that disgusting? I know. I refuse to give in to this nonsense. Now, you look beautiful, youthful. However, Nope. I'm deleting that app from my phone. I'm mad that I gave into it for like 10 minutes.
Did you have that app?
Back in the day, I did.
Okay. What's it for? Is it just to change all kind of filters for your face?
To get likes.
Okay.
But that's not going to get a like. I should start a fake Tinder profile. This is old man Anderson.
Oh, you know what? I'd rather, you know, that's a great idea. Because we're all kind of in one way or another looking for someone to grow old with. And some people are afraid to get into relationships because maybe they're under the misconception that.
That's why you ask what their parents look like.
Right. You're under the misconception that you will age to look like your mother or father. And some of those people, it's not right. Mm-hmm. But if you put your old picture on there, at least you'll have an idea of what that person will look like when you wake up next to them in 40 or 50 years. Mm-hmm. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot. Send text. You know where to get us. It's Q105. I'm losing my 550. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and old man Anderson. Get off my Facebook.
Oh, it's so bad.
419-240-1055. You can text the show anytime. If you text Eric to that number, you'll get the podcast link for the show for each day's episode. Sorry it was later than normal in posting. Yesterday had some technical problems, but it's all good. If you ever have a podcast question like, where is it? Never hesitate to reach out via direct message on any social media platform, or you can text our number. We always keep an eye on that. Bellemere Suites, you can still win that. Text STAY to our text number to get qualified for that, or hit our website, Q1055.com. Steak and Shake, the second one is back open. There's kind of a Cedar Point scam lurking around. All that around 6:30 when we get to news. If we did this show, like if there were enough content to do that, maybe if we like trimmed the show to like 7 to 9 or 6 to 8 mm-hmm. and we just focused on like fast food things, we would be the highest rated show in the country.
Yeah.
Because everybody likes talking about fast food. So Steak and Shake is open and you're now viral.
Apparently. Hashtag Toledo famous, I guess.
More than that. Can you explain for those that haven't seen the video?
Okay, so last night I was driving home from work and I was like, I want to try the Burger King taco. And I was like, you should try it. You should record your actual reaction. And I was like, all right, let's do it. Yeah, so I filmed myself eating a Burger King taco, not thinking anything of it. I was like, do I want to just make a video or go live with it? So I was like, let's just go live with it. It's 6 o'clock. Everyone's getting off work. No one's going to watch it. It'll just be something to humor my ego. Whatever. At one point, I have like, there's like 999 people watching it.
Okay.
So it's like,
I have questions.
Yes.
Which Burger King?
Reynolds. I'll say it because that lady at the drive-thru was not friendly.
I was going to say, how was the
service? She was not nice. I'm going to take into consideration she's a teenager. She's spending a weekday working. She was just like, here's your pop. And I was like, is this a Diet Coke? Because they've always messed up my order. I know that I talk really fast. She's like, you asked for a Coke. I said, I didn't ask for a Coke. I asked for a Diet Coke. And then she was like, I heard Coke. I said, I'm a diabetic. I'm letting you know right now. I asked for a Diet Coke. And then she was like, okay, fine. And then I was like, do you want this cup back? She's like, you can keep it. So, yes, friends, when I drove away, I threw my cup at the window. Not the window, but like the front door. I was like, whatever, I'm done
with
you.
So, lousy service.
Yeah.
You got a Diet Coke and a taco.
I bought two because I didn't want to be that person who bought only one. Because, like, you buy two, like, to act like you've had it before, so you, like, thoroughly enjoy it. Or if perhaps I like the first one, I'll eat the second one, right? It all makes sense in my head.
They're a buck each, right?
Yeah.
Hard shell. Oh, tell me more. Tell me. Like I said, if we could do a whole show about food.
I need you to do that playback. Hard shell. So it was. Okay. So it. First off, I don't know what land they bought this or made this tortilla from. It was weird.
Wyoming.
Probably. Montana. A Montana tortilla, if you will. I don't know. So it was in this weird casing. I wouldn't even call it a shell because that's disrespectful to shells. This weird casing. It had like this hybrid of like meat with the refried beans. It was mushy, grainy. Meat. They said it's made fresh. Clearly the grease ring where the meat was there. It was great. It's all on the video on my Facebook, and I shared it on the Q Facebook last night.
Okay.
With lettuce and melted cheese and some sauce. Taco sauce. We'll put it that way. Very basic, right? You can't mess up meat, cheese, lettuce, corn casing. Okay? I refuse to call it a shell. So, like, in the video, I showed the inside of it, and it smelled so damn good. Like, I was like, oh, you can't go wrong. So, I bit it. So, half of it was crunchy. Most of it was stale. And I took into consideration, maybe this is my first time. So I looked at the other one. Same thing. So it was so deceiving because, like, my nose, like I said in the video, these nostrils don't lie. Look at you. You can even see me walking down the street like, he smells really well. You know what I mean? He can smell some good.
If you breathe in, it's like a reverse tornado.
Right. Like if honestly, say that again. You can't take me to an oxygen bar.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that place out of business. But no. So I bit into it. And like first I was like, okay. But I had just got like the taco sauce, which you can't go wrong with taco sauce. It's taco sauce. All taco sauce is the same, no matter where you get it from, El Paso or New York, whatever. So I was like, well, let me try it again. So I took a different bite. My palate was so disrespected. I can't even. If you watch the video, warning, strong language, I do slip.
Well, I'm glad I didn't play it.
No. Well, I say the F word once. It was not too bad, but like, yeah. But it. I can't describe this flavor. It was like old school lunch from like the 80s or early 90s. Like they have stepped up their game since then, trust me.
Like a school lunch taco?
Yeah. Like old school lunch. Like, because I graduated in 2001 and our lunches were delicious. I'm talking about like third grade food, like legit, like before the government was like, we got to stop using these fillers and byproducts. I'm trying to sound like I know what I'm talking about. It was the meat consistency was like Play-Doh.
So wait, would you say that the only taste came from the discomforting texture rather than the goodness of the food
and the random taco sauce on it? The meat was because I was expecting like a Whopper patty with like lettuce and cheese, which I would have been okay with.
They did ground beef, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it was, they did ground beef paste. Okay, it was weird. It was bizarre.
You'll have to look up, right? And I'm going to look up to how these have been received so far.
And like I said, I kept my opinion, my palate was not for me. And this gut don't lie. This nose don't lie. Like, this gut is here because it likes some food. And I was like, maybe I'll try something different. Let me tell you, fool me once, shame on, no. You know what we call it? I said it in the video. It has been hashtagged over 200 times. Hashtag talk no.
Talk no. Talk. I like
talk. No.
This is why I don't often go to fast food places. And if I do, joke's on me. Like when I go to the place around the corner, and I went a couple of times as we started this show, and it just took too long. You know what? That's not a them problem. I mean, it is, but it's a me problem.
And that damn post looks so delicious. And the crispy taco was in this inviting font, and this said $1.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yes.
It never looks like
that. And then I got up there, and Little Miss Shelby Sue, I don't even know her real name, and I wouldn't say it if I did because I wouldn't even give you that satisfaction. She was just over it. I was like, maybe your air's broken inside. Girl, just grant me the taco. I should have ate it right then. That lane, I'm like, you can have this back.
It only
cost
$4 though for all of this.
It was like $4.26. Yeah, right. It wasn't bad at all.
$5.59. We will continue with at least the spirit of food, because Steak and Shake, both of them were closed, imminent or dangerous to public health, whatever that quote was from the health department. We're gonna do Deal or No Deal, but with a disgusting twist next. 612 on Q105. Good morning. We'll take a second here as Floyd tries to take another picture to give us an old man Anderson face app.
It is disgusting. I can't even upload that. No, I refuse to.
You might want to make, you know what? Just keep eating. Keep living your lifestyle. Because if you don't make it to 80, you'll be fine.
I look like I died 8 times.
419-240-1055. A disgusting version of Deal or No Deal in just 1 second. This old filter for the face app is, like I've always said, I do not, like Peapod said, I am not one of the sheep. I don't get into it, but I like the way they look. Like, it aids me and a lot of others nicely. But this thing is literally literally everywhere. It's gonna peak and wrap up fast, and you're the only one that looks awful.
Why am I the only one that looks like this?
You're black.
No, because I did it to my sister. She looks perfectly fine. What's wrong with... Look, I even did one to get... Hold on. I'm so mad. How dare they?
Man, can I make one suggestion? Take your Shirley from What's Happening pick and do that. It'll do any pick you want. You don't have to take a picture.
Like, my sister looks just the same with his wrinkles. Like, she looks fine. She looks like an old lady.
She looks... Oh, God.
I know. We're like prunes. We're just...
Can you
see what I post on Facebook?
No.
It said the face app is shady. Hold on. It says, the face app is shady. They say black don't crack. Well, someone dropped me and I shattered all over the floor.
Humpty Dumpty.
Because I'm like, I'm not posting that picture. Y'all would just leave it to your imaginations. I refuse to demean myself like that.
How about this? You're just not going to make it to that age. You'll be done at
52. I want to know what age that. I wish that, like, you, the age you'd be like, this is you at age blah, blah, blah.
I would get, even when I did the picture of, I took a grade school picture of me and used it, and I would say that it makes you in your 70s.
I only have a few more. Oh, wow. That's only a few decades away.
Mm-hmm. disgusting Deal or No Deal.
Yes.
The reopening of Steak and Shake. The video, from what we can only gather, was before they shut down, was sent over to us. It's on our Q105 Facebook page. And think of a nasty restroom, a nasty bathroom at a truck stop or a convenience store or any fast food place. Think of a nasty bathroom, and that was like the whole food area.
Mm-hmm.
Danger to public health. So
speaking of that, that's like my first one I came up with.
Okay.
Relieve yourself pooping or peeing in a public bathroom, like nasty, filthy.
Okay.
But you're content for the rest of the day. You would have to only use a public bathroom or your stomach is a wreck.
No deal.
No deal?
I'm
good. You would suffer 24 hours.
I'm good at holding it. I really am.
I'm the same way. Like, I'm like, there's been times, you know, I go to Philadelphia often, and I'll be like, there's a rest stop. It's only that you got time.
I'll hold it.
The whole time. My stomach will growl at me. I'm like, yep, you'll get over it.
I saw a meme recently, because I have always said one of the things that I do not envy for women is having to find a way to pee in dirty bar and bathrooms or whatever. And then I saw another picture. It was a meme of why girls go to the bathroom together. And it's one girl hovering in like a squatted position and her friend holding her arms.
Oh, does that happen? That's smart. I mean, they got the same equipment.
Only in memes.
Only in memes. All right, take your celeb crush on a successful date to either one of the local Steak and Shakes pre-reopening.
Deal.
Deal? Because you don't know by
the
time.
We will bring our own food.
Nope, that's not how that works.
We will order, and I'll be like, hey, there was a vigil here the other night. Yes, totally a deal.
All right, travel across a lake of, we'll say, bodily fluids. You can choose whichever one.
The answer's already no. Continue on.
On the other side is your anything you would want. Anything you want. Anything you want. Anything.
No.
You couldn't do it? Even get to pick your bodily fluid.
I can pick the bodily fluid.
I'll let you do that because I wrote down something else. I was like, I'm not going to say that on air.
All right. So if I can pick the bodily fluid.
Yes.
Because I have two I'm thinking of. Three. I have three. I would do it. If I can pick any, and then I get.
Yeah, you can pick. I'll let you pick.
Because if it were pee, I would do it. Like saliva.
See, I couldn't do saliva. I had vomit, poop, and saliva written down because I didn't know which one to go. But I was like, you know what? Let them choose because I think looking at these, I wouldn't want to swim through saliva. That's thick and nasty and flimmy.
You can get to the other side and go, I'd like blank, and I'd like to forget that ever happened.
All right, here we go. Okay. Got two more. Eat 419 Burger King tacos for a Nintendo Switch.
No.
No?
No.
You want one.
Yeah, but first of all, that costs more than a Switch.
But I'll pay for them.
No.
No?
No, I'll just take the 300 bones out.
Let me tell you, as someone who would take 419 and make it 418 because I had one, you did a good deal.
Yeah, no deal. All
right, final one. With the heat coming, take a walk outside when it feels like you're in someone's hot mouth or breath, but you have a banging body and everyone is turned on by you.
Deal.
Deal?
Deal.
Hot breath?
Deal.
I will be a fat slob for the rest of my life. If you're like, you can go outside right now, but it smells like halitosis and tonsil juice.
Oh, it smells like
that. Yeah, it smells like it. No, you're literally walking outside like you're walking into someone's hot mouth.
No deal. I thought.
See?
I thought you were being like metaphorical, like how Saturday will feel. Okay.
No.
6:18. There's a Cedar Point scam for free tickets that's lurking, and the Steak and Shake, the other one, is open. That and more next in news in less than 15 minutes.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
6:30. Good morning. Floyd's got his paper somewhere. In those papers, they say the second Toledo area Steak and Shake reopened yesterday after getting approval from the health department. The restaurant on Monroe in Sylvania Township was reinspected and given the all clear. According to the Lucas County Health Department, the initial inspection report regarding that establishment indicated the suspension was due to immediate danger to public health.
Do you think, I was talking about this with some people yesterday. Do you think they got a whole new group of employees? Or
no.
Do you think they have to go to, like, trainings to...
Maybe a training, but they didn't hire new people that quickly. I'd like to know if anybody lost their job.
See, like, here's my thing. Like, I get that, like, they brought a cleaning crew in, but, like, if conditions were as bad as they were, and you have those still same employees, like... That's my concern as a customer of this place. Like, you know what I mean? Like, are we going to digress or are they going to be like, hey, you need to go back to these 1980. Remember the old Burger King training videos? Like, this is how you properly store meat. This is how you clean.
You're right. From the time that they closed to the time that they got cleaned and reopened, you wonder if they had enough time to do some kind of employee training, which was probably required.
Yeah.
So, next up, Sylvania City Council members have voted down a proposed ordinance that would have placed restrictions on drug testing minors, because that's going to happen this school year. Council voted 5-2 Monday night. With the measure proposed in May by Councilman Doug Heyman. The legislation would have required anyone wishing to drug test a minor notify parents or guardians a month before and allow them to be present for the process. Violating that would be a minor misdemeanor offense. Heyman proposed the measure in direct response to a new policy at Sylvania schools to take effect this fall that requires nearly all high school students to submit to random drug testing. He told The Blade yesterday that while he was disappointed the proposal failed, he believed it was still a valuable exercise and helped prompt some discussion amongst the school board. The school's policy, which the school board approved unanimously in April, requires all students through in grades 9 through 12 who participate in athletics, extracurricular, or co-curricular activities and clubs, or who drive to school or attend school dances. So everyone.
Student body.
Mostly everyone. To submit to random drug testing. Parents can also volunteer their kids. School board member Julie Hoffman confirmed the board is continuing to discuss a couple of amendments to the policy, including a clarification regarding clothing students may wear in the testing area.
I wonder if they have a drug problem there that initiated this, because I would like to see numbers that support this, because it seems like it's just like, hey, we're going to do this just randomly. Like maybe there, maybe something went down that they're just like, we got to stop this before it's it. What's the word I'm looking for? It explodes through the head, I guess. I don't know.
Is it a weed problem? Is it an are kids, are athletes like trying to,
or are they just trying to set a precedent for other schools out there, other districts, to be like, hey,
I would love to know, like, I'd like to be a fly on a wall, a fly on the wall in this situation as to what was the true impetus behind this. Especially if it's a weed thing, as we're like within 5 years from weed being recreational. Not necessarily for high school age kids, but,
and you can smell weed on someone. You ain't got to test them. You can smell their coat. I'm just being honest.
The Polish American community in Toledo is one step closer to having a place of its own. In this case, a 19,000 square foot cultural center on a hill. Toledo City Councilperson Peter Uwagi on Tuesday presented a bill to authorize the mayor to enter a donation agreement of land across a portion of city-owned Ravine Park on Mott Avenue. Polish American community and the advisory board in particular have been pushing for this for 4 years for their own center, to highlight the rich Polish culture in Toledo. The land in question is adjacent to the Northwest Ohio Building Trade Offices. I don't quite know where that is. Mm-mm. Within the center, there'll be a kitchen facility where cooking classes can be taught, meeting rooms, a genealogy library where Polish lessons can be taught, and a lounge area outside. Sounds like a great idea.
Mm.
Is Mayor, wait, is he Polish? Kapsakiewicz?
I'm not going to say him as that. I don't know. I would assume.
Remember the lady that left her car on the trail on the train tracks?
I heard about this.
Yeah. Who the story says allegedly left her car on the railroad tracks in Swanton last month, who caused the train to derail. And thankfully, I don't believe anyone was hurt with this. She's been indicted on multiple charges by the Fulton County Prosecutor's Office. Logan Guest, 25, was charged Monday with interfering of the operation of a train, a fourth degree felony, and operating a vehicle while intoxicated, a first degree misdemeanor. There is an arrest warrant that is outstanding for her. The indictment stated that Guest's action caused serious physical harm to property, but did not provide a cost estimate for the damage or repairs. I'm guessing in the tens of thousands.
So when they first released her name, I stalked her on Facebook.
Like we all did.
She's still there.
Not private?
No. I think she gone. I hate to say it, but like,
Several of Toledo City pools will offer extended hours with the heat wave coming this week. Roosevelt, Willie's, Pickford, and Navarre, which normally go from noon to 6, will stay open Thursday through Sunday from 11 to 8. Jamie Farr, the Wilson Pool, the Savage Splash Pad will retain their usual noon to 6 p.m. hours Thursday through Saturday. It's $1 for kids 12 and under and $2 for anyone 13 and older. And admission to the Savage Splash Pad is free.
It's going to be packed.
Yep. As for the Cedar Point scam, want 4 free tickets? It's probably something fake that you see that's going around. Park officials tweeted out a warning saying it was a scam. For any promotions from Cedar Point, they will be posted through our official social channels or a reputable partner. The fake freebie tickets include the following text. Cedar Point gifting 4 free tickets per family to celebrate its 50th anniversary. Well, there's some things that are wrong about this, some red flags. First of all, the park isn't celebrating its 50th anniversary. In fact, it'll be its 150th next year. Second, if you look closely at the dates on these, the phony tickets feature a copyright from 2016 and an expiration date of April 30th, 2019. The park wasn't even open in April. It's never been open, so far as I know, in April. And also, we're going to go to the Mud Hens game tonight.
That's the plan.
Okay. Your girl, Andy Roman, the Mud Hens and Walleye Communications Director, said for the homestand this weekend, they have some cooling stations, they have water spritzers, they have areas where people can go inside and stay cool, like the swamp shop. They'll also have a splash pad set up in the outfield, and you can bring a closed water bottle to continually refill on water if you'd like. So there's that. 6:37 on the morning reboot. What did ABC change its name to?
Shall we say it now or wait?
ABC changed its name for one person, focusing on the middle letter. We'll get to why and who before 7 on Q105. Is that a good enough tease?
Yes!
It's 6:50 on Q105. The morning reboot, Eric Chase and Floyd.
I posted it.
Anderson.
I posted it.
Posted what?
The old picture.
So the fun in this face app thing and doing the old filter is we all... Most of us look really good. Like I said earlier,
all of you guys look good.
If we aged this way, we would all high five ourselves.
Except
you,
Floyd.
Where's it at?
It's on my Facebook page.
Okay, if you go to you search old man, I mean Floyd Anderson on Facebook.
And on my tweet.
You will find Floyd. We'll get to why and how ABC changed their name in a minute. Harry Styles and more Disney stuff to get to. And the Emmy noms from yesterday. I have a quick question.
I have a slow response.
My normal trash day is Thursday. So we were a little backed up and it got picked up last Friday because of July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
How many days does someone have to leave their trash can out until it's okay for me to start putting my dog poop bags in them?
I think you have, correct me if I'm wrong, someone text me and let me know. Because I remember my mom asked me to get the garbage. I said, we have a time. I think you have to get it within like 24 hours. Like once it's picked up. Like you have like 24 hours. I'll even say 48 just in case. And then you'll get a ticket or something. You'll get something if it's out there for a long time.
So
this city wants money. They'll find a way to put a yellow...
You're so right.
...ticket on something. They'll find a way. It may not be a lot, but they'll be like, you've been out here one day too many. There's a $25 ticket.
Help me out. And I'm trying to figure out, other than sheer laziness, why you'd leave it out there. And the only thing I can think of is maybe you went away.
But I think in those times, 'cause there's times... When my mom used to live, had a house, we would talk to the neighbor and be like, hey, we're leaving at such and such. Could you pull our garbage back up? Or there's been times that neighbors have just been nice and pulled it back up for us. I don't think anyone is, I've never personally talked to a neighbor, and I don't think my mom has. They were just kind of just like, the Andersons left the garbage out. Pull it up. And I've done it before for a neighbor. Like our next door neighbor, Dave, back in the day over here, his would sit out and he's like, I'm here. He's kind of older. I'm not older. Let me just pull it up. So,
I started putting the dog's poop bags in there because it
is what it is.
That's your punishment from the municipality of Chaseville. The Emmy nominations for the 71st Primetime Emmy Awards were announced yesterday, and a lot of people are stunned with all the nominations, 32 in total for Game of Thrones. A lot of people didn't like the final season, especially the finale. They already hold the record as the most Emmy-winning primetime series in history with 42 wins, and again, 32 nominations for this year. I'll try to go through these fairly quickly. Outstanding lead actor in a limited TV series or movie, Mahershala Ali, Benicio Del Toro, Hugh Grant, Jared Harris, Jarell Jerome, When They See Us, and Sam Rockwell. Lead actress, Amy Adams, Patricia Arquette, and Janu Ellis from When They See Us, Joey King, Niecy Nash, Michelle Williams. Lead actor, Anthony Anderson, Don Cheadle, Ted Danson, Michael Douglas, Bill Hader, Eugene Levy. Lead actress, Christina Applegate, Rachel Brosnahan, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Natasha Lyonne, Catherine O'Hara, Phoebe Waller-Bridge. So, familiar names.
A lot of streaming stuff got nominated. That's a lot of streaming.
Not as much as usual. Netflix and Amazon had been encroaching on the traditional ones. They especially with like the Cinemax and HBO's, they've really been taking a bite out of network TV. There's not a lot of network, but HBO holds pretty strong here. So all the familiar names, one more. Outstanding limited series. If you haven't yet, please take some time and watch Chernobyl. Escape at Dannemora. Fosse Verdon, I don't know that one. I know Sharp Objects has been well-liked with Amy Adams. And again, outstanding limited series nomination for When They See Us. So a lot of nominations for When They See Us on Netflix.
I can't bring myself to watch that yet.
Still too raw?
I don't know. It hurts because what they went through, and then come to find out, like, they were telling the truth the whole time. I'm not ready. Because I think I know the gist of the story, but actually to see it play out with their truths.
You think stereotyping and racism is bad now? Think
about it. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, ugh.
So you saw that ABC changed their logo to?
ABC.
ABC. Last night was the Lion King Can You Feel the Love Tonight premiere special with Robin Roberts. And the singer, Beyonce, exclusively dropped the music video for her new song, Spirit, which is featured in Jon Favreau's upcoming remake of The Lion King coming out this week. You enjoyed the video?
The video is very, very beautiful.
She voices Nala. The concept of the video is how... is to show how God is the painter, and the natural beauty in nature needs no art direction. It's the beauty of color, the beauty of melanin. Did I say that right? And the beauty of tradition. Mm-hmm. Spirit is the first track off a compilation album that Beyonce produced and curated as an ode to the film titled The Lion King, The Gift. Features Kendrick Lamar, Childish Gambino, Pharrell, Jay-Z, and their 7-year-old daughter, Blue Ivy. It's scheduled to be released same day as the film on the 19th and is separate from the motion picture soundtrack. This soundtrack is a love letter to Africa, and I wanted to make sure we found the best talent from Africa and not just use some of the sounds and did my interpretation of it, she told ABC last night. I wanted it to be authentic to what is beautiful about the music of Africa.
I mean, it's beautiful. Like, even if you're not a Beyonce fan and you just want to be visually stunned and you want to eye orgasm, like, that's the best way to describe it. Like, it's just pretty. You don't like her voice? Turn it down and just watch it, because I can't even describe it. It's pretty. Pretty, pretty, pretty.
Head to your keyboards. Fire them up. Harry Styles is very likely to play Prince Eric in the live-action version of The Little Mermaid. It's being directed by Rob Marshall. Recently found their Ariel with Halle Bailey of Chloe and Halle. Melissa McCarthy, Jacob Tremblay, and Awkwafina are also in talks to be part of Disney's world. It's very likely all of them have already been casted. The casting of Styles and Bailey show the studio's intent of making the music a central component of the remake. Interestingly, the character of Eric had no songs in the original movie. However, that was fixed in the 2000s Broadway musical.
Mm-hmm.
With Eric now performing several, including two solos. Harry made his acting debut with Dunkirk, Christopher Nolan's World War II drama that grossed over $500 million worldwide and collected several Oscars.
Well, I just hope we have an uproar about Harry Styles and hope that his hair is black.
Right.
If we're going to keep being offended and angry about stuff, I better see hashtag not my Eric or not my Prince. Where's his black hair?
Was Eric British in Little Mermaid?
He was pretty. He was a man with black hair, just like Ariel was a mermaid fish woman with red hair.
Taika Waititi. Does that ring a bell?
No.
Okay. He is the director producer for the last Thor movie, which is arguably one of the very best Marvel movies. He's also Jewish, which makes me like him a little, even a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
He has inked a deal to write and direct a follow-up to the 2017 movie Thor Ragnarok. That was the third movie. And San Diego Comic-Con is this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and there will be lots of announcements.
That's like, one of the biggest. That's the biggest one, isn't it?
It's way too busy for me. Marvel hasn't announced their next phase. Like, Spider-Man Far From Home was the last movie in Phase 3. They haven't announced what's next, even though we've seen shots of the Black Widow shooting.
Mm-hmm.
This will likely be up there. But I wanted to do this story not just for that announcement, but he was part of something else, an adaptation of a Japanese manga project called Akira.
Mm-hmm.
I'm unfamiliar with it. It was supposed to come out in 2021, but that's been pushed back, allowing Waititi, who is a great director, to do the Thor movie. He infused Ragnarok with his idiosyncratic wit and the humane outlook with movies such as What We Do in the Shadows and Hunt for the Wilder People.
Hmm.
The chubby boy in the last Deadpool movie. Did you see it?
No.
Okay. Funny as all things.
Okay.
He was a star in one of these movies, and he's really likable.
Okay.
I forget his name, but he's a really, really talented director. Next up for Watiti is Jojo Rabbit. This is also why I wanted to do this story. This sounds interesting. A unique Holocaust drama he directed for a small Fox independent label, which opens October 18th. Scarlett Johansson stars in the picture with Watiti portraying a twisty take on Adolf Hitler. And he also put up some funny tweets about it.
Hmm.
Sounds interesting.
I'm in. I like movies like that. Movies that get you thinking, movies that, like, I'm just escaping, and...
I like...
That's what a movie is supposed to do, you know what I mean?
There's a project like this that... Joseph Stalin, you know him?
Mm-hmm.
Russia's, or Soviet Union czar during World War II, all that stuff. I watched the movie, and I forget who the director was, but it was a popular director. Like, a highly intellectual parody of... those high-level Russians
right.
trying to do what they were doing. And that's what this movie seems like. Like, I don't think you should ever parody the Holocaust, but if you do it with, like, intellectual wit, like I think he can, I'm interested in that.
And you're a Jewish person saying that?
I am very Jewish.
You are very
and
Jewish.
I have no problem, we'll get to the story later, with Pink's kids running around a Holocaust memorial, or around one, like, the remnants of a concentration camp.
Oh.
Pink shut off her comments for this. Pink is the internet's is the parents' punching bag on the internet.
But she don't give no F's.
No. 7:01 with the morning reboot. Do you know that some people believe when they go in the pool they're actually getting clean? We'll do that next. There's not many things that make me say, oh my God. And I realize that a large, large amount of people are really not that bright. 7:14, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd, you can get the podcast of today's show. Anything that you miss, song-free, commercial-free, right around 10 o'clock, text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get the podcast link for today's show. Look, I know there's a lot of people that are pretty nasty. I know there's a lot of people that aren't very smart. I know there are a lot of people who are in tough times. I actually borrowed this topic from my good friend. She and her crew do a radio show in New York. I'm like, what are we talking about on your show? What's going well? She's like, did you know how many people actually consider being in a pool getting clean? I was like, no, I did not. So I went to the internet and I was like, swimming, cleaning.
And it's a thing?
Bang! According to a new survey presented by the Water Quality and Health Council, 51% of Americans reported using a swimming pool as a communal bathtub, using the pool as an alternative to showering or rinsing off after engaging in exercise or yard work. Even though 64% of Americans know pool chemicals don't eliminate the need to shower, people continue to do it anyway. There's other stuff in here that we have to get to, but that is way too many people who think that going into a pool is cleaning yourself.
That's way too many people who are confident in their body odors, apparently. So let me get this straight. The day of, they don't shower at all? They just... go about their day.
Oh, this better not be one of the. I hope we've hit a button. Sorry. Hi, it's Q105. Oh, we lost you. Call us back. I'm sorry.
I'm just thinking, so say I had a long day at work and they're like, oh, I'm going to go cool off in the pool. I understand that. But, like, after that, there's, like, no cleaning yourself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're just dirt and residues just in the pool and you're like, oh, I'm clean.
Yeah.
No, ma'am, Pam, Sam, or Clam. Absolutely not.
Now, look, I understand if you're a four-year-old, and I think there's some comments on our Facebook page.
Yes.
Saying, you know, that gets a kid out of, like, a bath. Or if you're a four-year-old thinking, Mom, I was in the pool today. I don't need to take a shower. Look, I understand asking that. But if you are a 24-year-old or 34-year-old, and you're thinking that being in the pool is a substitute for a shower...
You might have created the Burger King taco. But listen, if you are, I'm gonna go one step. Not an adult. If you are going through the changes of life, teenager and or preteen, take a bath or shower. Like most, I'll give you this. If you go to a public pool, they have those showers, rinse the chemicals off. You don't want to sleep in those chemicals anyway.
I have other things. There's
My mind is blown by this right now.
419-240-1055. All right, there's more ickiness in this thing. Along with not showering before entering a pool, because they suggest you shower before you go in the pool.
Yeah, that's where they have them.
Your grime off.
Mm-hmm.
40% of Americans have admitted they peed in a pool as an adult.
Okay, so I actually went to a pool party for the 4th of July, and I did notice people getting up and going to the bathroom. I was one of those people. However, I have peed in a pool as a child, but like to an adult, just get your soggy, wet stuff out the pool and go to the bathroom. They're never that far.
So whatever your reasoning is for peeing in the pool, adult or child, you probably thought it was like, hey, take all that vitamin C. It'll keep you from getting sick. No, not true. Let me give you this. Urine reacts with chlorine, reducing the amount of chemicals available to kill germs.
Mm.
So your urine is killing the chlorine and making the pool that much. Like, not only are you adding urine, you're destroying the good chemicals.
Oh, and you know how many times you've been in a pool, you just gulp the water?
But wait.
Oh, there's more?
There's more. I expected to just have an article and a discussion about people who think swimming is also showering. The survey also revealed that 24% of Americans would go in a pool within 1 hour of having diarrhea.
What? Whoa. What? If you got the squirts, stay at home. That's going to be my new chant. If you got the squirts, stay at home. And keep your kids at home, too.
On a lighter note.
There's no lighter note after that.
On a lighter note, most people did not know that pool chemistry can be impacted by personal care items. No, I thought this was going somewhere really nasty.
Okay, I was like, what?
But it only includes, it says makeup, 53%, deodorant, 55%. This right here, and anytime I read a new study, I get a little cynical, like, who conducted the study? Who does it benefit?
Right.
There's a million studies on the internet every day that become radio talk fodder, but this shows you how dumb a lot of people are, how ignorant a lot of people are, how nasty people are. I would like to have a conversation with you. Like, you know how you get called, and the boss sends you an email and says, we need to talk.
Can
you come into my office?
And your whole gut just drops.
Right. If you think showering or bathing can be substituted by going into a chlorinated pool, we need to talk.
But what about soap? You need soap.
That's
like, that chlorine's not soap. It's chlorine. Like, ooh, you're so nervous. You're fidgeting right now.
It's just—it's nasty, and you're stupid.
It's disgusting. I'm going to call this commenter out on our Facebook page, our Q Facebook page. It says it's different when it's your own pool. Public pool? Hell no. It's not different when it's your own pool.
Yeah, you're still not clean.
I'll just throw that out there. I get your sentiment, but it's not the same. You need soap, water.
You know that summer camp pool is the genesis of my one fear in life, the B word.
Oh.
The summer pool. It's 7:21 on the morning reboot.
You're nasty. Oh, I'm so mad.
You are.
I'm so angry.
Ariana Grande is the new face of what?
Givenchy.
What's the one accessory or clothing item that you allowed yourself to splurge on for high fashion? Or is it fake? Let's do that next. 7:34 on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. This is the morning reboot. Bellemere Suites to win a stay in the Grand Royal Suite. You can text stay to our text number or hit Q105.com. Eric and Floyd and your calls and or texts in just a moment here. Molly's picture is circulating. Molly is the girl that I went on a date with on Monday from Lucas County Canine Care Patrol.
Yeah.
She's a little thick, a little older. and does not like the heat. If you're looking to adopt what I would call a very low maintenance dog, where there could be very little training involved, there's always going to be some, but Molly would be a great dog for you to adopt. Thanks for everybody for sharing her picture. She is a good, sweet dog, and the only people have said, does she get along with, you know, dogs and cats? She likes to howl. She's a beagle, basset hound mix, so she howls hello at other dogs, but really, I think the only thing she has the speed and energy to really tussle with would be a snail. Because everything could easily walk away from her. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking to adopt a sweet dog, and she's older too, $5 over at Lucas County Canine Care and Control. $5 is probably not what you've spent for, unless it's fake. So Ariana Grande is the new face of?
Givenchy.
Are you sure that's what it
is? Trust me. Okay, listen straight, guys.
The French fashion designer. The French fashion.
Givenchy.
She's the new face of that. I'm sure she will pull in lots of people who have lots of zeros in their paycheck. And every now and then, it could be a guy thing. I know you mentioned guys do it too, but I think women, if they don't go for, and if I'm wrong, please correct me. If I'm right, chime in with what you have. What is the one piece of high fashion you have splurged for in your life? I know that some women, some friends of mine, have gone for like a pair of $500 designer shoes that they wear once or twice a year. Or it's usually like a bag, like a Kate Spade bag.
And I'll even want up you to elaborate on your story. I believe, and I was raised by all women, I believe women, females, they save a certain amount just to get that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They have their eye on that for like, even I'd say the most, like maybe even 1 to 2 years. Like, I'm gonna get that bag one day. I'm gonna get those pair of shoes, or I'm gonna get that dress. Even like when it's out of season, they will work their butts off on that paycheck just to finally be like, this is mine. Like, I've seen my mom do it. I've seen my sister do it. She's like, oh, I finally got enough money to get this. I think she got a Coach bag when we went to Chicago one time, and I was like, "Ooh!" And she was like, "Hey, I worked hard for this. I've been saving for this for like months." I go, "Really? Like, that's the mindset. They save for months and months.
Hundreds of dollars." 419-240-1055. What is this one piece? What is this one item of high fashion you have? And I would guess it would be shoes or a bag, maybe sunglasses.
Oh, everyone think about sunglasses. Yeah, for sure.
But I know people have some rules when it comes to sunglasses. Like, yes, I can afford it. Yes, I'd love to have like a $400 pair of sunglasses, but I lose them.
I'm a sunglass.
Some people are sunglass losers. It's a lot harder to lose a bag or shoes. 419-240-1055. What is that one item that you have spent a lot on as kind of a, like a gift to yourself? And I almost want to rule out anybody from Sylvania because you...
Oh, you don't know that.
This is all you buy. You go up
to... No, there's some hard-pressed people in Sylvania.
Ottawa Hills.
We can't do... Oh, no, I'll give you that.
You go up to Somerset, you drive up 75, you take a trip, you go to the Coach store and everything else in there, and you just buy.
They got so much money, they even bought away a two-hour delay. They just do one.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't need that second hour.
What's the one piece of high fashion that you have? 419-240-1055.
I know a lot of my friends, like growing up, even high school and college, a lot of my female friends, they save money on jeans. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they wanted that designer pair of jeans that they seen in like a music video or just something like, oh, I can't afford this pair. That's next week's paycheck. You know, they budget it out. And I feel like parents do it too. Oh, mothers do it too. They're like, well, so-and-so, we need dinner. There's a doctor's appointment. Ooh, I can set aside $15 this paycheck. Oh, I get paid this week. You know what I mean? Like, so they budget it out. And I'm like, go for it. Get that extra splurge. Even if you buy it and it sits in your closet, it's still your damn item.
It's kind of like a diploma.
You worked hard for it. Yeah, you worked for it. I get it.
It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that you achieved it is something nice, including saving up the money for it. I do want to know. I have like all these thoughts in my head about like usually like fake bags. Like when I see a woman with a bag and I know the letters or the logos. And I always want to ask, because maybe that person is in a place or the rest of their attire is a little, like it doesn't match with the bag.
Uh-huh.
I always want to go, is that a fake, or that's a fake, and just see how they react.
So now, to jump ship on this, so I have a friend, and he's really good at this by telling the fake from the rear, okay. real. I don't have the fake from the real radar. Like, I don't. If I see the LV, I'm like, oh, look at that Louis Vuitton. They're like, that's a Louis Vuitton. Like, what is that? You know what I mean?
That's
like
a Larry Vance.
You know, right? Exactly. I see the LVs. I see, I'll say it, the hideous brown on brown pattern, you know, because that's what you think when you hear Louis Vuitton. But, like, people can tell the difference. And I'm also like this. Look. I wear fake gauges on my ears. I'm a poser. If I could buy a Louis Vuitton bag at like $15 in Chinatown in New York
right.
and save myself two extra zeros behind that, I'm going to rock that all across Manhattan and bring it back to Toledo and be like, look at this Louis Vuitton I got. Like, oh, where'd you get it? And I may even come up with the story and say, I went to the Louis Vuitton store. I'm not even sure there's a Louis Vuitton store, but I'm just like,
there is.
I got one downtown.
As you strut through Walmart.
It's like, you know what? I paid for it. I will strut it anywhere.
419-240-1055. There are some people that I know. I do sneaker Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And they can. I've asked some friends like that before. Like, how is this Jordan fake? Because it's clearly fake for like $98,
right?
And they can spot that stuff.
Isn't it like bizarre?
The tips of shoelaces or some of the threading that says Nike is off. I mean, you have an eye for it.
So like. My sister had a Louis Vuitton bag and it was real. And then one of the entertainers I work with had like a little Louis Vuitton duffel bag and my friend was like, that's a fake. And like my sister's like, how can you tell? And you know how we tell? Who could tell? The tint of the threading on the strap.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh? And then we put them side by side. I didn't see a difference, but my bougie sister and my bougie friend were like, oh, it is off a little bit, isn't it? And I'm just like, what the hell? Like, you know, like, what are you guys looking at? Like, to the naked eye, it looks legit. And guess what? If I paid $15 for it, it's legit to me.
To wrap this up, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I would enjoy seeing someone have the audacity to go up to someone with a fake bag mm-hmm. who thinks it's real. Like they're carrying this, like whatever. And they go, that's fake.
You know what I would do? I'm going to swing this bag in your face.
But like if they didn't know it. Like if they
thought they bought a real one and spent all those coins,
right? And it wasn't like $1,500, but it wasn't $15. Like they spent a good chunk of change on it, and then they find out it's fake.
Mm-mm-mm.
Deflating. 7:42.
Mm-mm-mm.
Pink is getting hammered by parents again, which is like a monthly thing with her. So she's shut down her comments. We'll get to that before 8. 7:54 on the morning reboot Q105. Good morning. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. It's Eric and Floyd. I have a pig story to get to wrap up entertainment. Yes.
We're still getting good morning texts, sir. I'm just replying to everyone. Hey.
You're probably thinking, pigs and entertainment? I don't get it.
I get it.
Did I see it's National Hot Dog Day?
You don't like hot dogs. I like a good hot dog. I like a beef dog.
Mm. We're going to the ball game tonight. You can get a hot dog.
And I think I associate nachos with a ballpark. I know other people do hot dogs. I want nachos.
Hot dog.
Soft pretzel.
Beer.
It's going to be too hot for beer.
I think today's going to be... Never mind. So this pink story we mentioned briefly last hour. She removed the comments from her Instagram because she's just sick of people. Just a friendly reminder to those of you that need it. There will be no more comments on this page. She captioned on a picture on Monday with her husband, Carrie Hart, drinking a glass of wine on a pool float. Ha ha ha. Looks like you're going to have to get to go tell it on the mountain. Good luck to you and everyone else. I love you forever. This is because... a day prior, the singer clapped back on social media after posting a pic of her kids, Willow and Jameson. I love those names.
Yeah, I like those names, too.
Running through Berlin's Holocaust Memorial. Berlin, I love you. And for all the comments, these two children are in actuality Jewish. That's never an excuse. as I am, and the entirety of my mother's family. You're in our religion. What your mom is, like, were you... depart that person's body,
mm-hmm.
kind of assigns your religion.
Okay.
In April, singer told Ellen that she planned to stop sharing photos of Willow and Jameson. My daughter is 7 now. It's probably best to pull her back from the world and just let her live her best life. So, yeah, her kids were being kids were being around kids. Berlin's yeah. Holocaust Memorial. I don't think that this is any kind of concentration camp or anything like that, but the parent police went after yeah. Pink.
As they would with anyone who's, even if she was, you know what I mean? Like, just because she's Pink, that's why she's... it's in the forefront, or like people are talking about it. But there's been times kids have been running around the art museum, and I've just been like, if you don't get them under control, I think that's probably where the people are coming from. Like, we get it. You're at a memorial. Your kids are running around. They're 7 and what, 5? They're not above like the age of 10.
Eight and two.
Okay. So yeah. They're going to be that age. So
was it?
But I feel like,
and we don't know because it was just a stoic, static picture.
Mm-hmm.
Was it more lack of? People thought that her kids were disrespecting the Holocaust Memorial, or they were acting like kids.
Were they running amok, or was it just a picture of two kids just legit in that moment? It seems as though they're running.
So it's probably...
calm down, the internet.
I agree.
Nothing was broken and or stolen.
I agree. We'll get to the pig story in a second. Oink. Speaking of pigs, R. Kelly has been ordered held without bond at a hearing yesterday in federal court in Chicago. He entered a not guilty plea. The hearing, which follows singers being hit Friday with a total of 18 counts of serious sexual misconduct and other charges in Chicago and New York, was to determine whether or not he should be released from custody as the charges play out. Prosecutors said no. The risk of obstruction is real. The risk is ongoing. The risk is heightened by the defendant's fame and power. If found guilty, he could receive a minimum of 15 years behind bars and a maximum sentence of 195 years in prison.
Ooh.
Based on the Chicago charges alone. Prosecutors argued Tuesday that home confinement and electronic monitoring would not be significant given the charges. The defendant can entice girls to his own doorstep. He doesn't have to leave his home to do that.
Wow. So he's still, okay. So he still resides in Chicago, like has a residence. Do you think it's like under security or just like, hey, where do you live? Oh, I live next to Robert Kelly.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he probably has a penthouse somewhere. I don't know.
But yeah, and these are just, so this pending sentencing or could be what he's going to go to jail for is just from these new allegations? Like these, this not the old allegations from women past. Like these are newer?
I think this is just stuff that's been floating out there and somebody like, decided to say, we can finally get him.
More poop piling on top of poop?
I think.
Oh, dude.
Are you ready for the pig story?
I was going to. That was good, wasn't it?
Wow. Give me the Mickey Mouse.
Oh, boy.
This is a, you could almost call this a Twitter beef, I guess. But it was very friendly. And by the way,
you said I'm beef, we talk about pigs.
I'm doing this story for Johnny D. He loves Iggy Azalea.
He's not the only one.
And I think he loves her music, which is kind of sad. Sorry.
How dare you?
Her music is pretty awful.
Oh.
I mean, there will always be fancy, but she is stunningly gorgeous.
She is very beautiful.
She's demanding a collaboration.
Like demanding?
With Peppa Pig. On Tuesday, Peppa announced on Twitter that her new album will be released this week. My first album is available to stream this Friday. Are you little ones excited? You can already listen to Bing Bong Zoe now. I thought that was the name of an Iggy track, and then I had to reread the story.
Oh, no.
It could be an Iggy track. Iggy hilariously responded to news writing, "It's over for me now." Like Peppa, Iggy is also gearing up to drop new music. Her album, In My Defense, comes out on the same day. Peppa promptly responded, revealing she's a fan of the Australian rapper. Peppa's so fancy, you already know. Referencing the 14 hit Fancy. That's when Iggy asked to work with the animated character. Collab with me now or you'll end up a breakfast special Peppa.
Wait, did she put that on social media?
Yes.
Can we just like her again? Because I love her.
Yeah, but not the music. Iggy fans said, we want this collab so badly. In addition to the release of her new project, Iggy Azalea has announced some changes to her upcoming concerts. I didn't know there were any. A twerk pit. So if you come to my show, you're going to notice a giant yellow circle on the floor in the middle of GA, general admission, that says Twerk Pit. I'm sure you can figure out what it is.
I need to go. I need to know these tour dates. She's probably not coming to America, but can you imagine? Do you know what Peppa Pig is? Like, you know of it? Like, it's just
I know
kid
everything
show.
About Peppa okay. Pig. It's creepy as anything.
She talks like that. It's so bad.
British.
She's very British. Like,
British.
Hello, Mommy and Daddy. I'm doing a song with Iggy Azalea.
Have you ever seen the videos of adults acting out Peppa Pig scenes doing the voices?
No.
It's terribly disturbing. And there are millions of views.
I'm going to do this.
Kids stuff. We have kids bop tickets.
Yes.
Kids bop tickets. We will give those away to you.
Also included is like Ohio State Fair admission.
Okay.
Yes.
Those show tickets are for you next. We'd like to ask you about things you enjoy licking. In the panel full of ladies, it's not that dirty next. You're right. Somebody go check on Daya.
Right. Her music is so good.
8:14. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. You can call now to be on the panel full of ladies. I do need a mom. Morgan is not a mom. She's not a mom, right?
No.
It's okay. 419-240-1055. Call now. I'm looking for I need a mom to be on the panel full of ladies. And yes, a mom will do. Is there a better feeling, especially when you're terrified? We're going to get to Morgan in 1 second, and you're going to call as well because you're a mom. 419-240-1055. This is now two times in a row. I am literally spitting into the wind. Two times in a row.
Okay.
Last night and then one night last week. I was in bed, and I woke up.
No.
And I dared to look at the clock.
Okay.
And both times, it was like 1:15. There is a sleep god. Because the last thing in the world I want to do is wake up, look at the clock, and have it be 3:58.
Ooh, yeah. That's the worst.
The most self-discipline I ever exercise is when I wake up and avoiding looking at my phone. Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
Time you wake up in the morning.
I set my alarm for 6:50. I don't wake up till 7:31.
That's my girl right there,
Morgan. You know we're gonna have to have a chat now, right? Do you use multiple snoozes?
Oh yeah.
Walk me through why someone would want to have that terrorizing alarm repeatedly go off. Why?
Well, it's a really nice feeling of just like hitting snooze and being like, nah, I'm going back to bed. And then it also, like, helps me wake up kind of in stages, because if I wake up with the first alarm and I'm just like, where am I, you know, what's going on, coming out of a dream, it kind of wakes you up a little more gradually.
I have no scientific evidence to back any of this, that, like what Morgan just said. Maybe that's true, and maybe that's legit. Like, if you wake up in stages, it's easier. But the terror of that alarm, for every alarm that you set, is awful. I don't want to hear that alarm once a day, let alone six times.
But sometimes it's comforting. No?
The sound of Morgan's voice is comforting.
Hey.
Aww. All right, Morgan, first question for our panel full of ladies. What is your, and I'll say it Floyd style. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite kind of sucker?
I always like I think they're like bubble something, the ones that have bubble gum in the middle.
Blow pops.
Yep.
Blow pops, much better. I'll turn your mic off for a second. Blow pops. What flavor? I'm a big sour apple person.
Oh, me too. I love everything sour.
Okay. Next up, have you ever broken a heart?
Yes.
How did that go for you? Did it hurt you to do it? And what was the person like?
So, what happened was I met a guy on a church retreat, as you do. And it was senior year. He was my first boyfriend. And I was like, oh, I really like him. You know, I'll have a prom date. This is great. 3 months go by, and I realize I only wanted to date him to have a prom date. And I didn't really care about him as much as I should have.
Okay, and you broke this dude's heart?
I did. And we broke up at Starbucks, and I told him to wait till his mom got home so he could take the car. But no, he decided to run like 10 miles to Starbucks. So then I drove him home after I broke up with him.
Oh,
she Taylor Swift him. Look what you made
her
do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you did it just like your idol was. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How old are you?
29.
Have you ever broken someone's heart before?
I hope so.
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
I mean, my heart's been broken before, so I can only hope I've done the same to others.
I like her. She's real. It happens. It's life.
I mean, I hope I've meant that much to somebody that I've shattered their soul.
All kinds of knife emojis. I appreciate you in that outlook, but there's a vibe about you that's a little wrong to me, Sarah. I don't know what it is. Actually, Morgan, you kind of answered another question I was going to ask. Have you ever dated someone too long? And it sounded like you have.
Yeah, I wanted to break with him a lot sooner, but I ended up breaking up with him like 2 weeks before prom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sarah, have you ever dated someone too long? You just held off on breaking up with them.
Sort of. I'm a planner, so I like to have things mapped out in my life.
They're called psychopaths. They
stop.
Map it all
yeah,
out.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty yeah. much. But you know, I had goals. I wanted to do this by 25. I wanted to do this by 27. Whatever. And I just kept pushing my personal goals back until he was ready, and then finally, I just gave up and I ended it. So that was pretty much most of my 20s.
How much time went from you knowing you wanted to break up with him to the point when you actually did it?
About a year and a half.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's a lot of personal anguish. Ugh. All right. Next question. Morgan, what's the biggest lie your mother ever told you?
Well, the one that comes to mind, which is kind of petty, but I was like, I don't know, in high school, and I wanted to wear an off-the-shoulder shirt, and my mother told me that my father didn't like those, and then I come to find out that my father doesn't care and thinks they're kind of cool.
Parents are ruthless. Sarah, are you a mom?
I am.
What's the biggest lie you tell to your kids?
Oh, my gosh, there's so many. I don't know. I like to threaten them a lot when they act up.
Like
I've got so many. Tell them that they're not allowed to go to school anymore because they're nerds.
They're not allowed to go to school. And you would obviously never not allow them to go to school. Like, I think you.
Oh, no, no. I wish school was in all year round. Get them out of my house.
For real, for real. I like you. You're fun.
Oh, now you're Team Sarah?
Yeah. Now that I know a little bit more about her.
I've been Team Sarah since the ringing.
It's one.
All right.
It's one thing to want to, like, vanquish someone's soul, which I don't know if I'm for or not, but their physical existence, I'm all about taking them out.
You asked her a question. She answered honestly.
Sarah, I like you a lot now. If you ever hear me on the air saying I need to make a body disappear, you're the person I hope calls in, because I think you and I would get away with it.
Maybe. I can't say too much on the air, though. The less I know, the better.
Fair enough.
Taylor, Taylor. Morgan and I would just listen to Taylor Swift and be happy.
Morgan, I think you're ineligible to win, and you don't want Kids Bop tickets anyway, right?
Yep, that's fine.
All right, well, I'm getting ready to you.
I was just calling in to play.
Cool, yay! We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Kids Bop tickets for you, okay, Sarah?
All right.
Hold on 1 minute. Thanks for calling and listening and being on the panel full of ladies. It tastes like chicken.
Okay.
Biggest lie.
Okay.
Tastes like chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You can be anything you want when you grow up.
Oh, you know the biggest lie my mom told me? Ready? You scrape your head, your knee. Peroxide doesn't burn. Okay? It doesn't burn. I'm like,
how many times you fall for that one, though?
Oh, every time. You knew, like, even when they scraped your knee, you knew when you scraped your knee and you're bleeding. And you're like, I'm not telling my mom because she's going to put peroxide on it. No one really knows what peroxide does, but we just put it on to see the bubbles. And she's like, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't feel like alcohol.
Cleans the wound.
No. Peroxide burns.
But it cleans the wound.
But it burns.
What year, and we have so many people in the nursing field here in this area, Mercy Nurses, ProMedica. I would say that more than 50% or close to 50% of our audience works in the medical field, the health field in some way, shape, or form. What year of medical school or nursing school or whatever it is, do they teach you how to go? A little pinch.
I remember when my sister took my nephew to get like a vaccination. She was like, little guy, this won't hurt a bit. And I was like, bitch, you lying? Like, in my like 33-year-old head, I was like, don't you lie to that 5-year-old.
No, the vernacular, that's gone. They don't do that anymore. Like, that's when we were kids. Right. Now it's a little pinch.
Little pinch.
Stab.
And the sheer terror that comes over a child's eyes, you're like, because they need it. You're just like, oh, you only have to do this now. And again when you're 10. And one more time when you're 15.
It's either measles or little pinch. 824. Urban Dictionary Spelling Bee in less than 15 minutes. 837 here on Q105, the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. You can get the podcast for the show. Song-free and commercial-free, just all content. We'll have it up posted for you before 10. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. And yes, everyone's social feeds are filled with older versions of themselves. And the only reason we really like it is because most of us, Floyd excluded, aged well.
I don't know what I did wrong in life. And I've tried different pictures. I've tried a high school picture. I still look like that.
Not good.
That's fine. If this is any indication, I'm going to be done before 70.
Who in the Cosby Show, who is the lighter-skinned dad who had the white hair and the mustache?
That was Cosby's dad.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's who you look like. All right, Urban Dictionary Spelling Bee. So I've got some good words. You're about to learn some slang that you need to incorporate into your vocabulary. This one was for whatever reason, I guess it was trending. I guess people didn't know this. Let's go to one from a couple of years ago. It's slang on slang. Shooketh.
Shooketh. Oh, S-H-O-O. K-E-T-H.
Shooketh is the feeling you get when you're beyond the point of shook.
I've been shooketh.
All right, let's go to chonk. Chonk.
C-H-O-N-K.
Correct. First seen in an internet meme that began circulating around summer of last year, the word chonk refers to an aggressively chubby house cat.
Oh, little chonk.
Oh, boy. Deeked. Deeked.
Deeked?
Yes. Deeked.
Deeked. D E A K T D T?
No. An abbreviation for disqualified comes from the acronym DQ and has been shortened to Deek. D-E-E-K-E-D. Deeked.
Deeked. I was off by one letter. Didn't I say
it? You said A.
Did I say A? Yeah. Ah, poop on a stick.
I hope this isn't a bad word.
I'll let you know.
Or like a terrible, hateful reference. Zungo logic. Zungo logic.
That's right.
Zungo?
Zungo logic.
Zungo logic. Z-U-N-G-U-L-O-G-I-C. Logic.
Z-U-N-G-O-L-O-G-I-C.
Ah, I'm always off by one letter!
A form of logic used in internet debates, in which one person takes both sides of an issue, builds strawmen, moves goalposts, believes in time travel, and tosses more red herrings than the trainer of SeaWorld.
So troll.
Basically, when they...
So internet troll.
That's a decent way to put it. Situationship.
Oh, man, I don't even know how to spell situation.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. Oh, no, I gotta do my little thing.
S-I-T-U-A-T-I-O-N.
I-O-N-S-H-I-P.
A relationship that has no label on it. Like a friendship, but more than a friendship, but not quite a relationship.
So people who are, it's complicated on Facebook.
Yep. Bro flake.
Bro flake.
Yep.
B-R-O-F-L-A-K-E.
You got one.
Bro flake.
A man who thinks he's a nice guy and says he'll treat you like an actual human being, unlike other males. But if you reject him, he says, you're missing out, or you aren't that pretty to begin with.
Toledo's bachelor.
Be nice.
I'm just saying. Next, I read the article.
Last one. Mukbang.
What? What? Can you please use that in a sentence?
No. But when I read the definition of this word, your jaw's going to drop because you're not going to believe that it's actually something good.
Okay, will we spell it first?
Mukbang.
Okay.
I hope I'm pronouncing it properly.
Mukbang.
Always off by one letter.
Oh, no, wait. No K?
No C.
I mean, no C.
Yeah.
Oh!
All right, listen closely.
I'm not ready. Go.
Mukbang is an internet fad that finds viewers watching mukbangers binge eating copious amounts of food. This strange trend began in Korea 8 years ago. The term mukbang comes from a mix of two Korean words, mukja, eating, and bangsong, broadcasting. The most popular mukbang stars, also called BJs for broadcast jockeys, eat messy...
I'm out.
Eat messy foods as they loudly slurp, chomp, and display bad table manners. So it's like sloppy eating and people watch it.
I just Googled it. And yeah, Stephanie So or Sue, I'm sorry saying you're not.
She's a number one mukbanger.
She is. Stop it. That food looks delicious, though.
Well, that's why you binge it.
Mm.
Couple of final entertainment stories to get to and something that you've enjoyed all this week. We'll give it to you once more.
Mukbang.
Next.
Q105 traffic.
There's a what?
A pizza fanny pack.
Thought you had your eye on the pizza pouch.
So I have a pizza pouch lanyard and then a pizza... Oh my God, I want all of it.
8:55 in the morning reboot here on Q105. A couple of final entertainment things to get to and we'll end the show as we've played with this a lot during the week and we'll give you that before we wrap up here today. The show is not going through 9 o'clock or so anymore. I'm just here, but we're starting earlier. To get all the content, text Eric for the podcast link to 419-240-1055. Mike Buck State Farm is our sponsor.
But if you miss me, you can text me. I'm still there. Yeah.
Taron Egerton?
Yeah,
There's Wolverine rumors.
Oh, I'd be behind that.
Vanessa Kirby she was in the last Mission Impossible and she played Princess Margaret in The Crown.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Catwoman rumors?
No, I thought that was Sanaa Lathan.
Sanaa
Lathan.
I didn't see those.
I'll show you. I'll bring up the article.
Catwoman ain't never black.
She was originally black, played by Eartha Kitt black? Eartha Kitt, yeah.
Huh.
Don't question a black person about their history.
We don't really talk much about America's Got Talent, but we do like talented performers. Brad Paisley gave out his golden buzzer, I think, last night.
I hear them talking about how my back is there. Sophie Pecora. Trying to be quiet, try a bit harder than that. They probably do it on purpose, talk as loud as they can, so my ears can hear them even if I cover them with my hands. Oh man, some shocking news, you're calling people wimpy. And I know it really saved me when the world was crumbling around me. Everybody's falling, but I am flying. Makes me feel like I'm superhuman. I might just be that, 'cause misfits have some powers that are really pretty rad.
Now that social media is this thing that's pervasive everywhere we look, young people not understanding that that isn't that big a deal when you look back on your life, and you have schooled so many people in this moment. And I think I'm done.
She was her story was one of about being bullied, and Brad Paisley also talked about kind of like wanting to unlock a Taylor Swift in her.
It kind of sounded like OT Swizzle when it started.
With a little dash of Billie Eilish.
Oh
it's
yeah,
kind of whispery.
I don't know. That was my. Sanaa Lathan is voicing Catwoman. Sanaa Lathan is voicing Catwoman in the Harley Quinn animated.
She's gorgeous.
She's very beautiful. Okay, but she's voicing Catwoman. Okay. She's going to be perfect. That was good. I'm so proud of myself.
on our Q105 Facebook page, you can see Floyd trying the Burger King taco, which you were not pleased by.
Yeah, I tried it, and I won't do it again.
Nor the service at that BK. So that's there. Also, we're investigating KFC getting into tacos.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be here, and I would have a question. Can you only get chicken tacos?
That probably, I think that'll be my new niche. I will make live videos trying tacos around town. Floyd's Taco Tuesday around Toledo. Ooh, all the D's.
Or you can do mukbanging Monday.
Mukbanging.
Turn around.
Thank you.
Look, everybody loves this.
See. Can I sing with it?
Sure.
In her face. The mirror of your
make believe I'm everywhere. Give it in the light. Written on the pages is the answer to a never ending story.
Studios sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance. This is the home of Eric Chase in the Morning, Russ Ryder.